Wow, what a banger. That was Why Can't We Be Friends by War. I'm Cosmo.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Nick.
And you're listening to Bad Vice.
This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wow, that's cute, guys.
We ate that.
We did.
I'm going to have it memorized by next week.
Yeah, wait, on that note, welcome, Nick. Nick is
Thank you.
Third co-host that has been doing, honestly, more important things.
Yeah. No, not at all. Just some business to take care of, but
at West Point Academy.
Conference, work trip. But no, we're back now, all in the studio, super excited, and hopefully first official show.
Yeah, I got a question. Have you figured out, international relations yet? Have you solved it?
Yeah. So, that's the other report, too. Should be coming out, right after Election Day. But we did find a solution to the challenge of information warfare and international relations. So, no more disinformation, guys.
All right, great.
Amazing. We needed that.
We're eagerly awaiting that.
Yeah. Thank you.
I will say, if this is your first time listening to us, welcome to the show. Bad Vice is WMFO's only show where we give you the cheapest, fastest therapy this side of the Mississippi. I just wrote that 30 seconds ago.
That's great.
Wow.
We're entirely run on student submissions, so every story you hear was an actual story submitted by a student anonymously. And if you wish to submit a story too, go do so by following our Instagram at The Bad Vice Show on Instagram.
Yes.
Shout out Anna for our latest graphic.
Oh, and shout out Cosmo.
That was professional.
Yeah. You did most of it. I just added our faces onto it, you know.
You know what? I showed it to Nick, and I go, what do you think? And he goes, did you use AI?
It looked AI generated.
He did. When you first sent it to me, I was like, there's no way he did this on his own.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you have to get the 30-day free Canva subscription for that?
You know, unfortunately, I realized I've already been paying for it, so no, but I did use ChatGPT for the first time to make an image, which I didn't know you could do on ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the broken chip. So
nice. Amazing.
I know.
Yeah,
AI is saving us all.
Yeah. Seriously. I know both my parents are rolling right now because literally we're just on strike for this. But it is what it is, you know?
Hopefully Kai's not salty either.
Yeah. Our housemate that's an artist. Wait, why
don't we ask him to make the flyers?
We
Kai,
really
if
should.
You're listening,
we really should.
You're hired.
Yeah. How should we commission him?
We got to start advertising miscellaneous things on the show, and then we'll use ad revenue to pay him.
Yes. We'll plug his Instagram every now and then.
That's an offer, by the way, for anyone out there that wants to pursue marketing opportunities with Bad Vice.
Yeah. Really low budget here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're talking maybe pennies on the dollar. But
yep.
Guys, I have a funny hypothetical for you. So I don't know if I've told you this, but my sister has a TikTok account in which she makes dinner party questions. I don't know if I've talked to you about this, Nick. Maybe not. Mm-hmm. Okay. So she's weirdly kind of gone viral. I've noticed
Is
you're looking.
Is that a Mexican flag on your wrist?
Yeah, let's get to you right away.
Wait, hold on.
Okay. So, you know, I was at Noche Hispana last night, living it up at the Spanish house.
Right, as you do.
And who am I to deny a water tattoo of the Mexican flag?
Who are you? I just realized that now. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Okay.
That's my country.
No, I know. So is it good that I'm repping it?
this is all we need. You saved Mexico.
Dude, I got you. Don't even worry about it. Where was I? Oh my God. Okay, so
dinner party questions.
So she's made at least, I want to say 30 to 40 of them at this point. But she made one fairly recently that I thought was quite funny that I wanted to share, which was, Halloween's coming up, right? As we know.
No way.
October 31st, this year. And where was I going? Okay, yeah.
Dinner party.
Okay, so imagine that you are dead, all right? And all of your friends are trying to resurrect you. What three objects would they need to bring to do so?
It's a tough one.
You seem like you have an answer, Anna. Do you want to?
I don't know if I can say it on the air. I don't know if the FCC would enjoy that, but
Maybe you can use symbolism to depict it.
Yeah, no, I already did.
Okay.
But I don't know. I have to. That's a thought. That's a thinking exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I should have come prepared. I don't know what would resurrect me. Maybe like
your headphones, for sure.
My headphones
or
for
Apple
sure.
Watch or
iconic.
Something.
my Apple ecosystem. My Apple ecosystem won. Too. You know how, like, in Stranger Things, like, the last season, they use, like, music to, like, bring the people back from the Upside Down?
Oh, sure, sure.
I think if they played Bad Bunny, I would immediately wake up.
Yeah, you don't even need the other objects. You're just rising from the
literally
grave.
Just, if they brought Bad Bunny himself, I'm alive. Yeah. I'm actually immortal, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Any song in particular?
All of them.
All of them?
All of them. Right.
I'm adding this to a queue.
Oh, a Bad Bunny song? Make sure they are non-explicit.
Yeah, that's actually hard. A challenge in and of itself. What about you, Nick? What's bringing you back?
Oh my god. All right, I got two things so far. So first things first, gallon of whole milk. Like, you could pour some on the grave too. That would, like, definitely get me. Second thing, I think just my bike. Which has a flat tire, by the way, that I haven't fixed for a month. So if you bonus points if you could inflate or, like, replace the inner tube on the back tire and then
you'd become get that immortal. Fixed.
Yeah, exactly. Can't go without that. And then I think third object, a pinata, because it would be like a fun activity to do, get a little sugar rush. Like no particular like history with pinatas, but like it would just make it exciting, you know.
Yeah
so that's it.
I totally get that.
Thank you.
I would also, I'm also requesting a pinata. Okay. I'm copying you.
Yeah,
thank you,
like, reincarnation party, you
yeah
know?
It's mm-hmm. pinatas all around, and pinatas of like us. Yeah, so like yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Well,
like you would want to be
yes. Well, actually, if the pinata was of you and I get to hit you,
oh okay,
that'd
oh,
be sure, really sure. fantastic.
Also a lot of love in the mind. Studio.
Nick, I have a question.
Sure.
Following up, I know you're gonna live a very long and very healthy life, especially with your pescatarian lifestyle.
100%.
I will say that, you know, God forbid if I do make it longer than you do, would you be insulted if, like, when people are like pouring out for the homies, I pour out like some milk? I feel like that's what you'd want. But.
No, I think so.
Did he not just request that?
No. Yeah. Okay, to answer your question, yes. But also, like, don't waste too much milk. You know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like, you know, milk, cows, like, it's a pretty sacred thing. Yeah, so.
It is true. A scarce resource in this here world.
In this economy.
Yeah. I got to be honest, Nick is maybe the strongest defender of milk that I've met. He's in the big. He's in the pocket of big milk.
I was going to say, if I could intern, like, with milk or dairy lobbyists this summer... Honestly, dream summer internship gig.
Dream summer internship.
Yeah.
The first time, I remember one time we all went to Duick, the dining hall here at Tufts University, and Nick got a full plate of food and two glasses of milk, and that was our first introduction, I think.
Yeah.
And I think that was a great introduction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was just so committed to being in the moment. I didn't want to have to get up and get another glass of milk.
Right.
Like I invariably always have to do.
Right.
Well, I might have gone for a third, but anyway. Glad that you remember that detail.
Of course.
Cosmo,
how could I forget?
Cosmo, how about you?
I was thinking about this on the walk over. Okay. I don't have it. Yeah, cheating. I know. I cheated a little bit. I can't think of a third one, though. My two for sure are... I need a Diet Coke. That's, you know, for like when I'm parched and I'm resurrected, I'm probably going to, you know, have some dry mouth.
Not water?
Not water.
No,
well,
bug.
I mean...
A nice cold DC.
A nice cold DC is what I need in my life at any given point.
Is that an actual abbreviation?
We're making it one, yeah, if people don't know it already. I think recently I've been thinking about Fantastic Mr. Fox, the movie.
Okay.
A lot. So that, and maybe... You guys know LMFAO, the band?
Yes.
I'm going to go LMFAO's first studio album.
Ooh, smart.
Only because that was the first concert I've ever gone to, actually, in my life.
No, it was
an LMFAO concert. So,
at what age?
How was it?
I want to say like 12 years old. It was all downhill from there. Every concert I've been to, I peaked.
Nothing can
high
top
bar.
LMFAO. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have fond memories of around Christmas time when I was 12. My sister, I was like begging my parents to like get me a CD of their album, and my parents like wouldn't let me. And my sister like went behind their backs and like burned a CD like of like the pirated music of like LMFAO. And I would put that on and I would play Minecraft for hours on end.
Oh my God.
And I was like convinced like life doesn't get better than this.
And it hasn't.
Yeah. That's, I was a bad boy. I was listening to
that's the ultimate setup.
Wow.
I'm jealous. Of your childhood.
Anyways, that's what I got. That's my
honor. First concert was Justin Bieber.
Okay.
He came to Mexico City, and I got to watch him sing Baby live.
Yeah.
And I think peak, truly. Yeah. I wasn't even that big of a Justin Bieber fan. That's what they all say. I was like a regular. I was a regular believer, you know.
But after the concert.
After the concert.
Yeah.
Full fan.
That's funny.
Yeah. Love Justin. Hope he's doing well with Hailey Bieber.
Yeah.
And their child, which is crazy.
Oh wow, he's a dad now.
He's a dad now.
Oh.
Yeah.
No comment.
God, we're old.
Yeah.
What about you, Nick? What was your first concert?
So how do you define first concert? Because like
usually the first concert that you went to.
No. But like I went because here's the thing. Like I love listening to music, but like I'm not a huge I've never been to a music festival or anything. So if you really want to know the first concert that I went to on like my terms, I wasn't like, oh, like with my parents or like whatever, is I went to this, there's like EDM, like a DJ set count?
I think we'll count that.
Okay.
There's no rules here.
So take a step back. If you're talking about like first concert where someone was singing or at least auto-tuning, then Pierre Bourne at Tufts.
That was your first concert?
Yes. Like, I mean, COVID era. Wasn't like super into music before that. Yeah. But then before that, the summer before freshman year, I went to this like rave in ancient Roman Colosseum in Pula, Croatia. And it was like a one time it was like a week long music festival. And it was just kind of like a techno set. And that was like the first, I don't know, like a DJ duo. It was pretty cool. Whether it was a concert, debatable, but that was like the first time I went to somewhere where I was like, oh, okay, like I'm doing this on my own accord. But it sounds like you guys have a lot more concert experience than I do.
In an old Colosseum is kind of awesome.
It was sick. It was sick. Yeah.
Also, Croatia plug, always.
Yeah. Shout out. Can't go without mentioning it.
That's fun. Yeah. Okay, I didn't know. Justin Bieber in Mexico is crazy.
Well, this was like peak fame. It was 2012.
Did he like do any of his songs in Spanish?
Well, no. But he did try to speak Spanish. I don't remember exactly what he said. I was 9 years old.
Right.
But I do remember he brought a girl up from the audience, and I have never, ever wished that was me. And I 9 years old, I was like, what if that's me? Like, what if he falls in love with me? Like, fully, he was like, what, like 22 at the time? Like, that was not going to happen, but it's still like a girl could dream and a girl could hope. So
fair enough. I remember growing up, my sister went to a One Direction concert and somehow managed to get a photo with Zayn, and she had that photo of Zayn framed on her wall for our entire childhood, to the point where like when you took it off there would be like a stain on the wood behind from like the shadow like left.
That's
on
crazy.
It.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she was a big 1D fan.
Well,
for sure.
If that was me, the picture would still be framed.
Right. Okay.
Because that's a collectible item. Like, Zayn left the band.
Yeah. I think he's one of the few people to, like, leave a boy band and get better.
Yeah.
Over time.
Well, he was, hot take, he was the best direction.
He went in the best direction.
He went in the best direction, and he was the best member of the band.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Talk about a friendship breakup.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, speaking of. Wow, what a great segue into today's topic. We actually have two submissions today. Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. I got really high on that one. But two submissions today, and one is quite long. I'm going to read it now.
All right.
So strap in, everyone. The submission says, I was super close to this girl since we were in elementary school, and we went to different middle schools but stayed close throughout. She switched into my high school our freshman year, and everything was fine for the next 4 years of high school. We had a big friend group, but she and I were the closest we'd ever been. We both went through serious stuff throughout, but always had each other to lean on. She was like my sister, therapist, and best friend all in one. Our senior year rolls around, and it's business as usual, until she ED'd to Tufts knowing I would too, but didn't tell me. When I got in and she didn't, she blamed it on me and iced me out, even though I didn't even know she wanted to go to Tufts. She randomly claimed it was her dream school, and me EDing to this school was a betrayal, even though she never even told me this or that she was applying to Tufts at all. Evil. That should have been the first warning sign that our friendship was going south. We made up, and she did eventually end up at BU, so we would continue to be together throughout our 4 years of college. However, at the end of our senior year, when I was dating my ex, she made a move on him. Ooh, scandal.
Hey, yo.
I didn't know it at the time, but my ex had cheated on me, oh my God, with her. And they continued to see each other on the low throughout the summer and eventually ended things right before we all went to college. He took a gap year, but we continued to do long distance while my friend and I continued to be friends like usual. I was really struggling with long distance, and when he came to visit, they also rekindled their fling.
Oh.
What? She encouraged me to break up with him when I found out he had cheated on me with another girl. Clearly, he was also the problem. And told me I deserved better than to be cheated on, so we broke up around Halloween. She helped me through the breakup. And when Thanksgiving rolled around, I stupidly saw my ex again. And while in his car, I discovered one of her rings. Ooh. I didn't say anything about it, but took the ring with me. I went to her house and told her I'd found the ring in my house. She knew this was a lie since she hadn't been to my house yet, but I wanted her to confess because she was an excellent manipulator and knew she would gaslight me into thinking that nothing had happened. She took the ring back as if nothing had happened. Okay. Wow. When she saw my reaction, she knew I knew and began sobbing and confessed it all to me. This is when I found out how long they'd been sneaking around, and she tried to blame me for it, saying that I would always steal everything she's ever wanted, from Tufts to my ex. She said she'd had a crush on him since they first met, she introduced me to him, and that she had told me and I had still gone on to date him. This was a lie because she was dating someone else at the time. She then kicked me out of her house and began screaming like a maniac, trying to blame it all on me. She then came to my house the night before we went back to school with my ex, trying to explain the situation and trying to get me to forgive them because I had blocked them both on everything. We had the same flight back to Boston, so I knew it'd be awkward so I kept things civil and told them I would never talk to them again. They both left, and I haven't seen or heard from my ex since, but I did have to be on the same flight as her. I literally paid extra to change seats. When we landed, she tearfully apologized again and left the airport. We didn't talk for a year. This was our freshman year. Winter break of our sophomore year, I ran into her at a party our mutual friend was hosting, and we did talk and catch up. She was my closest friend and confidant, so it was really like old times. However, this betrayal of trust was unforgivable, and I told her that. She told me she'd been in therapy for the past year and knew what she did was wrong, but wanted it to be like old times. I said no, but to get her off my back, I unblocked her and everything. We didn't talk, but during spring break, she butt-dialed me while at a club and left me a voicemail of what sounded like her being in the middle of a party, and in this voicemail, I heard my ex's voice.
No way.
What? I confronted her about it, and she said they were now dating, and that she hoped I was happy because I had kept them apart for that long. I haven't heard from her since, and I hope I never do.
Oh my God.
Wow. Oh my God. First of all, holy. Your ex sounds like a horrible person, and so does this girl, but...
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, good for you. I feel like you were able to recognize that you needed to get out of there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The voicemail is crazy, because to leave a voicemail is, like, so...
You think it was intentional?
Fully.
It had to be.
The butt dial?
I mean, I feel like there's, like, a whole theme of just, like, pieces of evidence, like, including the ring, too, you know. It's, like, building a trail.
Yeah. It does say, like, butt dial in quotations, so, like...
That was not an accident.
It was not if an I accident. It can't be, yeah. It was a full dial.
Yeah.
A finger dial.
I feel like the foreshadowing was your friend saying that you stole her position to get into Tufts.
Yeah.
Like that feels a little crazy. Neurotic already, and I feel like that just kind of unraveled throughout the course of the story.
Right. I think at that point, like, stop being friends with a person that kind of gets in the way of you being happy.
Yeah.
And if a person will, like, when, especially someone that you call your sister, like, knowing that you're dating someone and going for them is insane behavior.
I don't know why the part about the therapy in the story makes me especially frustrated. Like, like, no, I'm going to therapy. Like, I'm good. And then immediately, therapy, like, so butt dialing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Clearly, she has more therapy to go to. Mm-hmm. And you do too. You deserve trauma counseling because this is like.
You deserve compensation.
She should pay for that too.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I respect the paying extra to change seats.
I would have done it too.
It's committed.
Yeah.
Committed. Also, like, lesson learned, do not book flights with your friends back home.
No.
Because what if you find out that your best friend is cheating on you with your ex? Pause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I also feel like I've heard very few success stories of people getting back with their ex.
Yeah.
Like, long term. Maybe that's just a me thing.
Right.
Right. I think also, like, knowing that your ex cheated on you not only with another girl, but with your best friend, and you, like, see him again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
stand up.
I'm like,
girl, stand up.
To make, like, a connection here, like, you'd probably complain to him, like, oh, like, she's my best friend, but, like, she copied my, like, early decision application to Tufts and this and that. So clearly the guy in the situation knew that, you know, this quote unquote best friend was already scheming and, you know, being a little bit conniving or had some like malicious intent. So how could you go around and then want to be with that person, you know, when you know who they are?
Yeah. She ED'd Tufts and, or you ED'd Tufts and she ED'd your boyfriend. It seems like.
That's crazy.
Well, all right. Well, good for her. Well, she figured it out.
I don't know if we can give any advice on this because it seems resolved.
You figured it out.
Well,
thank you for this story.
Yeah, that was
horrible to me. Truly,
it just got more and more terrible. But
just kept going.
Glad to you have your independence now. And I mean, my only bad advice would be just don't. I don't know. this is gonna sound petty, but don't. I don't. You definitely don't owe her an apology, even after she's gone to many therapy sessions. You know,
Reblock her again.
Yeah, protect your own peace.
Evil person,
protect your peace. That's real.
I would literally like go on a revenge, like,
oh,
what do you say,
revenge tour,
revenge spree, and like tell all her friends what happened.
For yeah, sure. But that's as
that's evil.
Someone
but
I once met said,
that's my bad
Messica,
advice.
Messica Lewinsky. You can't do that.
That is so Messica Lewinsky. Don't do that. But that's my bad advice.
Yeah. Okay. I'm realizing we might need to do a PSA.
Oh,
already? Is it that time of?
It's getting there, and I also realized that the book is already open to a page titled Friends. So, kind of works.
No way.
Perfect.
Wait, I thought you as the PSA
director?
King.
Oh, yeah.
Director,
yeah.
My apologies.
Put some respect on it.
yes.
I'll have you know.
My fault. I did promote you, but I guess I thought you would write a friendship PSA, but.
You know, I didn't. But I'm kind of glad that I didn't because these kind of cover it.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I'll give you an example if you'd like.
Please.
Ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Are you a chill out and watch TV friend? Or are you that friend that shows up on moving day? Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with a mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Whoa.
Whoa.
Also awesome. Crazy because I was literally just telling you guys about like yesterday having to help a friend with a panic attack.
Right.
Whoa. Yeah. Topical.
There you go.
Crazy how that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has that ever happened to you?
That I had to that I had to help a friend with a panic attack? Not
or the other way around.
Well, I have had panic attacks, but like I don't think anyone's ever been there to help me. So it's like my therapist, like, you know how like they tell you like, oh, five things you can see, five things you can feel or whatever?
Yeah,
that never works. I have never had a panic attack where I'm like, okay, like ground yourself in your environment and look at five things you can smell. I'm not thinking about smelling. Like, I'm thinking about whatever's giving me anxiety, which, like, obviously it's made to, like, make you not think about it. But, like, when you're in that state and, like, when you feel like the world is, like, caving in, you're not going to be thinking of, like, oh, this smells like blah, blah, blah. You know, like, it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
So, panic attacks.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy thing.
Can't live with them, can't live without them. You know,
literally.
Well, what do you mean can't live without them?
Actually hope you could live without them. Yeah.
Right.
It's a great PSA though.
Yeah. Someone told me that if you're having a panic attack, biting a peppercorn can help. I'm not a doctor. It's not medical advice, but like as a sensation, it can like kind of snap you out of things as a grounding technique. I don't know.
Next time I'm having a panic attack, I'll be sure to find a peppercorn near me.
Quick, where's the black pepper?
Wait, where is the peppercorn?
Like,
need it.
I feel like that wouldn't only like I don't know. Like, not only wouldn't that be calming for me, but I feel like that would be unsatisfying too. Because like peppercorns have like these wrinkles, like this kind of corrugated texture to them almost.
Corrugated, love that word.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's the right word, but I don't know. I feel like that's not as like I'd rather bite like one of those like nice. How do you say it? Like, Just something not as, like, I don't know, rough as a peppercorn. But you should try it and let us know, Cosmo.
Yeah,
please.
I'm down.
Or I'll try it.
I just looked it up. Apparently, there is a, like, a flavor kind of, what's it called? Terpenes are the name for, like, flavor, like, chemicals in food, right? Or, like... limine, whatever, stuff like that. I'm talking to the wrong people here. Pyrene is what helps calm you down. In peppercorns.
Is it found in non-peppercorn foods at all? Or?
That's a good question. The jury is still out on that one. We're not sure.
We'll have to circle back.
That advice isn't a medical show, but maybe we should transition to that.
Yeah.
Not medical advice.
Yeah. Not medical advice.
Bad advice is not a medical show, either for therapy or otherwise. And also, if you find yourself listening to students on the radio for your therapy issues, you're already done for. You're already lost.
I mean, like, wasn't that like a disclaimer you used to do?
Yeah.
And like, I didn't hear it this time, so like maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe wait, run go, that back. Go ahead. Yeah. Run it back.
I can find the exact written one down.
Well, in the meantime, we do have another submission.
Oh, let's hear it.
Who wants to read it?
I feel like Nick
I'll be happy to read it.
Nick, please.
I'm feeling in a read aloud mood today.
It's this one.
Second one?
Yeah, the small one.
Oh, wow. I'm just seeing how long the first one is. Okay. She was pretty good friends with this girl throughout a lot of high school. We shared some friends and hung out every once in a while. Things had always been pretty good between us, but we were never the closest friends. Senior year, both of our schedules got pretty busy with school, and we saw each other a little bit less. I didn't think much of it because I pretty much only saw my friends at school. However, anguish ensued one weekend in December when she texted me and said we needed to talk. She proceeded to call me, say she just got off a terrible work shift and she was going to keep it brutally honest, and tell me I was ruining her senior year, the worst friend she's ever had, and wanted to do nothing with me. I was a bit traumatized, so I just kind of stopped talking to her, and she ended up apologizing to me at graduation. And then this ends with a little square box, which I think is like what happens when there's an emoji typed, but it's like your computer's not updated quick enough.
My fault.
I think you should update your Mac OS. But anyway, that's the story.
My Mac OS.
Sorry we can't decipher the emoji, but we'll just pretend it's like a confused face.
Wow.
I think...
Wow. That's kind of weird and out of the blue, I feel like.
I would love like a little more context. Yeah. Feel free to call in if you want, but if you're not listening, that's fine too. I think... sounds like you didn't do anything wrong. I don't know. What do y'all think?
It sounds like... Well... We don't know the whole story, obviously, but I feel like you were just minding your business, and I feel like you minding your own business would not be grounds to ruin a senior year.
Mm. I'm sorry, I'm going to side with your friend here. I think your aura was just tumultuous.
Aura death.
I think you had a wild vibe, and she just kind of, she clocked that, and she was like, I need to protect my peace.
That's crazy.
No.
So you don't think she was just like a scapegoat for this person's
problems? No, she definitely was a scapegoat.
Yeah. Whoever submitted this, sorry.
I'm curious about how you reacted in that phone call. Because if someone like out of the blue that I didn't really know called me and was like, hey, you're ruining my senior year, and I like don't even talk to you, I'd be like, all right, sorry, my bad.
Okay.
It reminds me once I, you guys remember the era of streaks on Snapchat?
Oh my god, don't even get me started.
Like, I remember like naming all the people with like a period that had my streaks so I could like find them first and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, this one like mutual, I guess, I was on an expansion on my streaks list, and so I was looking for more people.
Nice.
And I sent streaks like a streaks to this person, streaks and stories.
Streaks and recents.
Streaks and recents, exactly. And I sent it to this one person, and she was like, I'm sorry, I can't do streaks. I was like, oh, like, okay, why? And she goes, I don't know. It just gave me a lot of anxiety to see that. I was like, okay, I'm sorry. My bad. I won't add you. My B. Protect your peace.
Protect your peace, yeah. It would also... How did you guys used to send streaks? I would do the little super S.
Oh, okay.
I was creative with it. I didn't have a lot of streaks, though. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I would just normally like type it in a different font or whatever and then mail it out. But then kind of to your point, Cosmo, by the end of the, like, my streak's tenure, maybe like sophomore, junior, hopefully by sophomore year of high school, there was people that would just still send me streaks and they were so into it. Like, they would never open my snaps back being like, hey, like, I don't do streaks anymore or whatever. And so there was like a couple people I genuinely had to unadd because they wouldn't stop sending me streaks, and it was really frustrating. And some people did it like 5 times a day too.
It's such a silly form of like communication. It's just like a poke to someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like no actual kind of.
I think like the way that Snapchat exists as an app should be studied by psychologists because that's how I used to communicate with like all my friends. And it wasn't even like we were communicating. It was just pictures of ourselves back and forth.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't even get me started on the like any talking stage with anyone that you had a crush on. No, it was just like shot of the jawline shot, and then that's it. Like,
wait, that's a personal experience.
So what you're saying is that you would mew for...
Guys, I thought this was a safe space. I wanted to share that.
No safe space.
Early adopting mewer right here.
Yeah, I mobbed everyone.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, what...
Oh, I can recreate it.
Oh, could you please?
Right.
Oh, I wish this was...
our next graphic for our show.
Yeah,
just make it the profile pic on that.
It's just your jaw. It's like a memory of your, like...
I remember I thought it would be really funny. I think I just thought I was a comedic genius, to be honest. And so when I was sending streaks, I didn't do a fancy S. I didn't do a different font. I would write steaks, and I thought that was a peak of comedy. And I was like, that's so, yeah.
So funny.
Yeah. What about it, guys?
If you still did streaks, Snapchat would still be alive.
Yeah. God. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
When did you stop using Snapchat, out of curiosity?
So, funny story. I still have it downloaded for the sole purpose of talking to my little brother, Alan. He's a freshman in college now, and he almost never texts me, but I talk to him once, send him snaps every day. So, just to talk to him only, really.
Yeah.
But, like, I literally, it's like him, and then, like, the next message is, like, 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Huh.
When did you stop using Snapchat? When did you stop?
Long time ago. God, I remember it like it was yesterday.
I remember when we both lived in the mods freshman year.
Yeah.
We were all in the common room and we all exchanged Snapchats for some reason.
Do you have my Snapchat?
I have your Snapchat and it's the ugly Bitmoji.
Oh, yeah. I probably did a horrifying one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, honestly, a lot of people debate like when... As a child, do you transition from being like a child to an adult, or like, you know, a young adult to an adult? And I think that, I don't think it's like your bar or bat mitzvah. I don't think it's like your quinceañera or like something like that. I think it's exactly when you stop asking people for their Snapchat and you start asking them for their phone number.
Right.
Real.
Yeah. Because when people ask me for Snap, I'm just like blocked.
Yeah. You know, like, what are you doing?
Just no.
What are we?
I actually don't have that app.
Yeah.
I do fully have that app, but I use it.
But I'm going to lie about it.
No, I do have it. I don't use it. I use it for, like, I have one friend that I communicate with on Snapchat, and that is it. We have a 1,000-day streak.
Whoa.
And that is the only reason I haven't deleted that app.
That's crazy.
Every time I see it, I have some sort of, like, guttural like it makes me want to like gag, like I hate it,
yeah,
but I have to communicate with my friend.
So like, what's your go-to shot?
My go-to shot, it's literally a shot of the ceiling. We like talk like he goes to Berkeley. We talk about his life at Berkeley. I haven't seen him in full 2 years, but I know what he looks like to this day because of Snapchat. So
yeah. Nice. From every angle.
From every I haven't gotten a jawline pic yet, but
no missing out.
If you're listening to this,
please.
This is like me begging for a jawline pic. Please.
Are you telling me, guys, you didn't take like a half face photo at any point?
Oh, 100. That was my go-to.
Okay,
when
that's,
I was,
that's like
when
jawline.
I was a wee child doing
I used
streaks.
To do like a quarter face. I would do like one eye.
One eye?
Kind of like mysterious, you know?
Yeah. Dude, I'd fold. If I got a one eye Nick photo, I'd fold.
No.
Immediately.
That's why you got off Snapchat.
Yeah.
Had to protect yourself.
Exactly.
When I was a sophomore in high school, I had already stopped doing streaks, but there was this one guy that I was like in love with. Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Oh my God. I was in love with this guy and he only communicated with me through Snapchat, which is
brutal.
Red flag. Red flag. And so he would only send me streaks and I would literally only do streaks for him. Oh my God. It's like the most embarrassing thing that I've ever done in my life, and I'm saying it on air. But yeah, guys, stand up if you're using Snapchat for a man.
Sit down.
Stop it. Delete the app and find some sort of like self-respect. I think
little siblings are the only exception. That's my takeaway here.
Yeah.
I agree. That's actually quite cute, I feel like.
I mean, to be fair, like I'm going to get on his case when we go home for break because I think he should, you know, mature a little more, but also like it works. And also like I think like connotations aside, like, and I agree with your point about like maturing when you stop using Snapchat, but I think Snapchat as a concept is still like, it's a cool concept, even if we've like evolved beyond it, at least when, like, with our generation, because I think it's just nice. It's like, okay, we all have these phones, and obviously like if I send you an image on like text message, it takes a little longer to go through, it's a little more bulky, but it's kind of nice to be able to send like an instant snapshot like from anywhere, and it just kind of goes through seamlessly.
Yeah,
it's my last take.
You just reminded me, Snapchat I feel like is one of those words that has entered our parents' vocabulary in a way that they don't understand.
True.
And that this is just speaking to my experience, but my mom, whenever she wants me to like send her a photo of anything, she's like, can you Snapchat that for me? I'm like, that's not what that means, but
okay. That's hilarious.
Anything for you.
Of course.
Mama
a Snapchat behind you. Nick, I think that's especially cute because I have an older brother, and I think that's, I hope this doesn't plague everybody, but it is very tricky sometimes to like stay in contact, especially if, you know, one of the brothers is like actively working.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if we had Snapchat, we'd talk more than we do now, because texts are kind of like, you know, you got to think about it.
Yeah, exactly. And if there's like that open line of communication, you can get like, smaller day-to-day updates as opposed to like, oh, let's call for an hour every week and, you know, try to remember everything that happened in the last 14, you know. So, I mean, not perfect. And also, I think there's something to be said about what it does to your attention to always be like, I don't know, in constant communication with someone. Like, that's what I don't love about Snapchat. But yeah, I appreciate you seeing the pros there.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that Snapchat discussion.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that app in a minute. Actually, I thought about it today because I was snapping Davis.
Oh, I remember something that this just came to me. Our friends, we used to do like Snapchat roulette, which was this funny game that we'd play where you'd take someone else's phone, you'd like scroll as fast as you could through their contacts and then like stop on one. And then, do you remember that Snapchat function where if you held down on it, you could like send a voice message?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You would just send a voice message of you just like screaming or just being like, like whatever.
Wait, that was like super popular on TikTok.
And it was really fun to do. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And then people would be like, are you okay? Like, hello?
Silly
Cosmo. Yeah, those were the days. Let's bring it back.
I still do that on voicemail sometimes. Yeah. If like I'm stuck in traffic and like I call someone and they don't pick up and I just need to get like my energy out, I'll just something into the
That's an underrated form of communication, voicemails.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we just talked about it actually and how they can ruin a friendship as well.
That's true.
Well, true.
Yeah. Wow. Look at us, guys. Full circle.
Look at that.
I'm curious, are you guys more of a FaceTime or like caller?
Ooh.
It depends on the person.
Because
like sometimes I don't want to see someone's face.
Ooh.
Like not even that, like, you know.
That's hurtful.
No.
That probably explains why she only calls us now.
I was going to say, that answers a lot.
Yeah, sorry, it's only about you guys. Other than that, I'm like a really big FaceTimer. No, but like sometimes I feel like I don't want to show my face to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys get that? Or is it like your men?
I'm going to be honest, no.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, well, sorry, I said as like a default to be relatable, but no.
And I appreciate that.
Because also my take is like, if I'm like, oh, like I just woke up and someone FaceTimed me, you don't have to keep it your face. You can add like the cool little cow filter, and then like, and you end up being more distracted because you're looking at your like reflection in the top left corner as opposed to like whoever's calling you.
Right.
Bro, Nick, you cracked me up. I said yes, just default be relatable.
Yeah, no, I gotta.
I really did appreciate it though. Thank you.
No, like, I hear you. I hear you, but not. Yeah, I'm with Cosmo.
Yeah. I don't know. I maybe I should tap into the cow filter on Snapchat.
You can add like little like fire and star emojis around you.
Right, you're so right.
And then if you have like a custom sticker pack, like, so like, I don't know, for whatever reason, Turkish Airlines has their own like sticker pack for like text message and FaceTime.
Hmm.
You can add like your own icon. So like, I put that there. So like, you can get really creative.
It's just like the Turkish Airlines.
Yeah, it's like they have a couple like destinations, like some like caricatures. some like planes.
Yeah.
Dude, oh, awesome.
I thought they were canceled post Eric Adams, but that's
no. Not the airline.
Who's paying you to say this?
nobody. I swear. Fun fact: Turkish Airlines flies to the most countries of any airline in the world.
No way.
So, yeah.
Huh. You learn Turkey. Something new every day.
Hashtag
on Bad
ad. Hashtag
every week.
Nah, that's a joke. That's a joke.
Wow. Hashtag Turkish Airlines.
Here's my take on the FaceTime versus calling. I think calling
you love FaceTime.
Is a. I do. You know this. I feel like I've FaceTimed you a lot. Calling is a lost art. That's a really lukewarm take, I feel like. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, make it spicier.
Sometimes it's really fun to just like act like it's. Anytime before
call.
The 80s or 90s, no, 2000s actually, yeah. And just call someone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. In the same way that like listening to a podcast can be fun because you like limit one of your senses and so you can kind of like focus more on it.
Right.
So I like calling, but I think my default is FaceTiming because I love seeing other people's faces like while I'm talking to them.
Aww,
like how can you gauge if they're like happy or sad or
Cosmo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm gonna answer your calls.
Yeah. I get like I understand why some people like don't want to pick up because they think they like look gross, but I feel like if someone's FaceTiming you, it is with a common understanding that like they don't care. Like they like you. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. They're not there's no not like yeah, exactly. that, right?
They like you.
No, they like No, it's
top
like,
10 ways
cool
to tell. Number one,
I guess. Might be. All right.
No, but I do think calling is like an elite way of communication, and it is sometimes my go-to, especially when like I just don't want to type. Like typing is so, I am the queen of typos. I type so fast that most of my words end up being gibberish.
Mm.
And I do not feel the need to, like, go back and edit. So, like, most people can't even understand my text because I just, like, kind of keyboard smash. And but, like, calling, you don't have to do that. And also, I'm such a perfect person to talk to, and I love talking, and, like, I'm so entertaining and, like, amazing.
And you're so humble, too.
And I'm super humble and, like, awesome.
But also very accomplished.
Yeah.
Wait, Anna, can I raise to you, like, a happy medium, though, that maybe you already do?
Snapchat.
How about no. Not Snapchat. We're not going back to that.
Never again.
I think we've exhausted that. So, you know, but like voice messages.
Oh, I do
like,
do that.
My family, like my extended family WhatsApp group, is always popping off with voice messages, and then it's so fun because like I can just be scrolling through, and I'm like, oh, I can listen to these, and then they kind of play consecutively, and then my favorites are when you put into like 2x speed, and like all of a sudden like I hear my like aunt's voice going at like 100 miles an hour, and it's so funny.
My mom sometimes sends me voice messages, and she's like, my mom, when she speaks Spanish, like she speaks quick, so putting them in 2x speed is like the funniest thing in the world. Like
yeah.
But yeah, I low-key I do tap into the voice messages. However, I don't like people like having my voice saved in their phone.
Well, don't they?
I don't like how my voice sounds. I'm so like.
No, I hear you.
I'm so shy. And, like,
I don't think any of us should be ashamed of our voices. I will say though, on iMessage, I'm pretty sure like, well, I guess someone could keep your voice message, and then like, yeah, you know, maybe that can give you like, I don't know, some information on what the like. Why would they be saving your voice? But I feel like on iMessage, there isn't a default that it disappears.
Yeah, it
after
does.
A couple minutes.
But it gives you the option to save it.
Yeah,
right.
And I always click save.
Wait, actually?
If it gives me the option
That's
to save, I'm going to save. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Well, you could like make like a no voice message save like treaty or contract with the people you do that with. Just so you're not like
right.
stored on their phone forever.
That's how I'm going to communicate with you guys now.
Yeah.
Full
yeah.
voice message.
Perfect.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, please. Right. You said you're like sometimes embarrassed by your own voice, right?
Yeah.
Would it make you feel better if you knew that there's like 26 random people in the Medford area listening
no!
to you right now?
Like, guys, what do you think about my voice? Do you like it?
Well, we'll get you like a chipmunk voiceover filter next time.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll solve things.
Or like one of those like really deep voices.
Oh.
I think I would sound really good with that.
Let's hear your lowest register you can do.
Like, what do you want me to say?
Pretend you're like that TikTok sound where it's like the North Sea compilation.
Oh my.
It's like, oh,
yo.
And this is 91.5 WMFO. I can't do it. Actually, like, I'm actually embarrassed already.
Yeah.
I cringed.
Can you give us like a little better lock them doors? And
nope. Can you do it?
Oh,
you actually just did it.
I actually do that a lot in my house. Sometimes I just find myself singing a lot. In my room, or outside.
Hey, remember when you said that you would do musical theater at Tufts?
Put that into practice. And I forgot about it, I think, purposefully.
Yeah, you should.
I thought you were about to tell us. I was actually not sure that you saw, but you didn't recognize me because I do it in secret.
Yeah, exactly. I was undercover in the 24-hour musical.
No, I'm kind of offended
that you didn't notice.
Were you that guy that everyone was talking about on Side Chat?
I was that guy. Yeah.
I'm him, man.
That's how it is. Lowest voice. Do you have any good impressions? This is a separate question.
I can do impressions in Spanish, but I will not do an impression in Spanish on this English speaking.
As in, like,
talk.
You can do impressions of, like, Spanish speaking celebrities?
No, accents.
Oh, okay, okay.
I can only do accents in Spanish, which is so weird. I also, like, I'm half Cuban. I cannot do a Cuban accent.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Make it make sense.
Yeah.
So, I would do it, but you guys wouldn't get it.
I think Cosmo got a shot. I know about 10
Spanish
words.
121. I get some of it.
Oh, right. And you were in La Noche Hispana last night. Yes. And you have a temporary tattoo of the Mexican flag on your wrist.
I might be permanent. Who knows?
So why don't you do an impression?
You know, it's turning out to be more permanent than I thought it would be. But
And you want it off?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
What happens at La Noche Hispana stays at La Noche Hispana, guys.
Instant citizenship right there,
dude.
Yeah,
if it was, oh my god, that I would be dropping Madrid like instantly to go to Mexico. That'd be awesome.
Really?
What are your What are your impressions you can do?
I can do a Mexico City accent. I'm from Mexico City, but there's this specific accent. It's called Fresa accent, where it's like our version of the Valley Girl accent.
Let's go. Okay.
Yes, I can do that one. I can do Spanish.
Okay.
And that is it. And I can I think I can like copy like people that have, you know, because I'm an actor. I'm an actor.
Okay.
So I think I can.
Naturally.
Do you remember in our intro to acting class when we did that exercise where we had to copy people from our class?
Yeah. Who did you do?
I don't remember, but I know I did a really good impression of her.
Yeah. I feel like I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That sounds like that activity would hurt a lot of feelings.
Unfortunately, I feel like I hurt her feelings, but it really wasn't my intention. Like, that's just how she talks.
Does that ever,
it's
like,
not my fault I'm that talented.
I feel like that's the type of thing that is always hurtful.
What she did me, she, like, it was, I was like, damn, I talk like that? Like, ooh.
Oh, my God, wait, I actually remember that.
Yeah, because I don't
know. Because she was kind of spot on.
I was, wait.
I can't remember.
Henry did you.
And he did it
so accurately.
Dude,
it was scary.
I am consistently humbled by people doing impressions of me because it's just because it's always just like they'll just be like, so I'm Cosmo, and I'm like, all right, that's not what I sound like.
Well, yes.
Not in your presence, Nick, but I think Kai and I have done impressions of you before.
Really?
It's more so mannerisms, and it's
gotcha.
You have such a distinct like set of mannerisms when I think about you and the way that you speak.
Okay.
So, and that's a good thing. Yeah, I don't know why I'm stuttering right now.
Sorry, I've been repeating it.
The
thought of being perceived is always crazy. I'm with you on it.
You're a big long story short user, which I respect. Not enough people use that.
Oh, as a phrase.
Yeah.
Well, my thing is like I get carried away telling stories sometimes, and I have to kind of frame it all for myself, and also to keep the listeners engaged.
Right,
so,
of course.
You know,
you are a podcaster at heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean this is basically just like our podcast, but it's like a little less. I don't know. It has a cooler connotation because radio.
Right.
And radio is elite.
Gosh, should we start a podcast?
We really love WMFO.
Guys, how do we get more listeners, more people to hear us? Nick, you gotta practice your Obama impression coming
Obama.
Up. Obama,
for the TDC dance.
Yeah.
I'll have to work on it.
Can you tell people what TDC is? Maybe they don't go to.
Well, my fellow Americans,
Michelle.
It's just like a dance.
Tufts Dance Collective.
Yeah, right? Like dance group for people that don't dance.
And it's really fun.
Which includes Cosmo and I.
Nick and I are actually the stars of this show.
No way. What's
inadvertently.
The name? Can you let us know?
Yeah, don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
Okay, don't spoil it.
It has to do with American politics, though.
Well, I
and
gathered
maybe,
that from your Obama impression.
Like, okay.
And maybe One Direction.
Oh, yes. Forgot about that part.
Oh, my God, guys. I'm so excited to go watch it.
Yeah.
Aw.
Come through. I'd plug the date, but I don't know when it is.
Yeah.
So keep your ears peeled.
Some point in the next
Keep your ears
year.
Peeled? That's not how ears work. Keep your eyes
no.
peeled.
Yeah, keep your eyes peeled, your ears open.
And also your ears peeled.
And your mind open as well, because it's not great dancing, but it's funny.
Keep everything peeled.
Just keep everything peeled while you're at it.
Exactly. Never trust what they tell you.
All right. Safe for Obama. Do we got any other
impressions? I mean, I could... I could do like a Croatian, like Slavic accent in English, but I don't really want to do that on air. But I could
enough.
If you like.
Fair enough.
But no, in terms of other impressions, like not
subscribe to our Patreon to hear.
I was gonna say exactly, not quite. But I also like I would say just like every single like Saturday Night Live impression, and there's one actress that's so good at it, and I'm forgetting her name. But those always like blow me away because like they've just I don't know they've maybe it's just innate.
Yeah.
Ability, but they've really like mastered it, and I'm always
Maya
impressed by
Rudolph's
that.
Impression.
Yes.
Of,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I was thinking of.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's like it's Kamala Harris herself.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
I have a story about Maya Rudolph.
Here come the LA
Maya
connection.
Rudolph, Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, my LA is showing. But when I was working at when I was front of house for this like food court, and they just had me serving donuts mostly for free.
Interesting.
Like during the day, because there was like an excess of donuts, so I just give people free donuts.
The youth free donuts.
Kind of a great gig. Yes.
Awesome.
Endless supply. But this really, really lovely woman came up at one point and was asking me all these questions about the donuts that I hadn't been asked for. Asked about like what my favorite ones were and whatever, like which ones were gluten free and whatever, which ones paired with which drinks. And I, like, as we're talking, I'm just like, she seems really familiar. Like, I definitely know who this is.
Oh.
And then at the end, she didn't even buy a donut, but it was, like, really great conversation. She was so nice.
Right.
And then one of my coworkers was like, you know who that was, right? And it was Maya Rudolph.
What?
She's lovely. So.
Crazy.
No way.
Crazy living in LA, like, just gives you access to all these celebrities.
Yeah. I think just if I knew that, though, I would have fumbled.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, I used to work at a hotel. Shout out Aquilina. Mm-hmm. And it was like so many celebrities lived at the hotel, which is, but Future was one of the residents. I don't know if I should, like, he doesn't live there anymore, so I'm not really doxing him. But I did have to, I did service him because I was a pool and beach attendant, and and I service is a really weird word to say, but I did get him towels and a drink, and he did not tip me.
He didn't tip you?
What?
No, he did not tip me.
Oh,
that's
crazy.
And his like setup for the beach was just real complicated, really complicated. And those umbrellas are like 100 pounds, and I had to move 4 of them.
Really?
So, Future, if you're listening to this. Mm-hmm. How dare you?
Yeah. That's so not pushing P.
Yeah, embargo on all Future songs on
literally.
That advice.
Okay, well, on that note, thank you so much for listening. I think we have to run out of the studio because people are coming in, I think, after us right now.
Yeah.
This is true.
But this has been so lovely. Thanks for letting us steal your ears for the past hour.
Peel your ears.
Peel your ears.
Will.
And peel all of you.
Well.
With that being said, though, should we hit our little outro again? Should we try again from the top?
Oh, let's.
I'm Cosmo.
I'm Anna.
I'm Nick.
And you're listening to
Bad Advice. And this is
91.5 FM WMFO
Medford Tufts
Freeform Radio. Mic drop.
Wait, we ate that harder.
We did. And we will see you all in, I was going to say the next video. next week.
Make sure you smash that like button.
Absolutely smash.
Have a great long weekend, everyone.
Bye-bye, guys. Let's turn Rivendell back on. That's awkward. Oh. There you go.
Did you want me to get mad, make a scene, or tear out of this bar we're in? Oh, that's not the way I play. 'Cause I know this song as well as you. Yeah, I used to like them.
Before I was a harder girl. If I told you once, it's 20 times. The grass is greener on my side. Living strong, alive and blind. I think I'll find a harder girl. A harder girl. Did you want me to tell you that I need you in a line or two or four? Look over my shoulder as I'm walking out the door. Were you better off without the talk before you cross the line she's drawn? Oh, that's not the way I play. Cause I know this song as well as you. Yeah, I used to like them crazy too. Before I was a harder girl. If I told you once, it's 20 times. The difference was I wanted to save them all. Well, you were filling space with someone else. I can look at the brighter types, whole mountains before she's mine. Well, you keep